What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I know there's a big controversy as to how we're going to pay for the wall. And there's a few government programs that we might be able to get rid of, if you would humor me on this.
Okay.
My favorite one is teaching monkeys to gamble to the tune of $2.6 million.
We have, yeah, I remember that one. Remember when they put a fish on a treadmill, and the one where they found out, you know, were these hookers in Thailand abusing alcohol or some such nonsense as that?
$3.2 million to give rabbit deep tissue Swedish massages. There is, I think, $4.8 million to teach sea monkeys to synchronize swim. There's a $6 million grant from the government to revamp a private high-end skiing airport for luxury patrons.
If I recall correctly, there's only one airline that actually uses that airport, too.
You are correct. You had the shrimp on the treadmill, and now you also have putting mountain lions on treadmills to the tune of, I think, $7.8 million. So, yeah, there's a little bit of fat that we could probably cut from the budget, you know, just around the quarters a little bit to free up some funds to protect our borders and our citizens from violent drugs and rapists.
Well, is there something you need to understand there? These oddball projects that are funded, this is a form of political payback. Because the various individuals involved in this have done a favor for the campaign or the candidate, and they can't be rewarded overtly. So funding grants for ridiculous projects that are going to go nowhere is a form of under-the-counter emolument to political supporters. I mean, look at how much money was being handed out for the global warming hoax.
Yeah, well, the amount of bloat in our budget. If Donald Trump does one thing, and I did a lot of research on this, going back and forth with somebody today, just the cursory research that I did, the amount of bloat that can be cut from the government is unbelievably staggering. I mean, you have whole entire departments. You could probably get rid of the National Teachers Association or the National Education Association. You could probably get rid of that at this point. Because a lot of the schools are funded by their states, and their curriculum is coming from their states. The reason there's about $6 billion right there every year that you can put towards a wall. So I don't think that we should even be debating on the funding. This is an important thing that needs to be done, and I totally agree with you. I think that the wall is... majority of the wall is probably just for show and bravado. There's probably much better ways that you can secure the border. I looked into that Operation Wetback that you talked about. That seemed to be pretty effective.
Yes.
So why can't we, you know, move forward with what works and dump all this old stuff?
Well, again, it's because of the nature of politics and political spending. Again, most of the wall is already built. And believe it or not, there's actually funds that were allocated all the way back in the George Bush presidency to do building on that wall. So I don't know where they're coming up with this $3 billion figure. But again, a much more cost-effective way of doing it, besides putting crocodiles in the Rio Grande, is to simply enforce the existing laws. And I'll give you a good example. We've got the mayor of Boston is out there saying, I'm going to defy President Bush's executive order, and I'm going to allow homeless people to sleep in City Hall. Well, that puts him in violation of Title 8, Section 1324. The harboring of illegal immigrants is a crime. Send in the police and have this guy arrested.
Yeah, I think it gets bigger that people are so tolerant of a specific race, primarily Mexicans, breaking the law. I mean, if we're okay with races breaking specific laws, can we lobby maybe, you know, Americans, white people, be able to break tax evasion laws?
Oh no! You forgot your liberalologist holy commandment. White people are the cause of all the evil in the world. They've got to be crushed down under the law, and we've got to cut slack for Israel and Mexicans and Syrian refugees, and just allow them to violate the laws because they're special and privileged and need to be protected.
Well, and when you look at all the horrible things we've seen in the last week since Trump's been elected, all the violence at the inauguration, at the Women's March, all these riots, the way that people must justify this in their mind is they really must actually think that white people are some Star Wars-esque oppressive empire Nazi regime that is, you know, kicking down doors and dragging women and children out of their homes and throwing them in the concentration camps. That's the only way that this behavior can be justified, is to say we're not exerting violence against.
Okay, Kyle, let me. Yeah, Kyle. Okay. Basically, I'm opposed to anybody kicking down doors and dragging people away to concentration camps. It will look bad in the corporate media, who will be focusing on that if that turns out to be part of the immigration solution here. But the solution is really simple. Simply stop making it financially attractive for these people to come up here. That's it. That's going to be it. And the problem is going to go away.
But to have the justification for the actions of these people, they must be thinking that this is actually coming. Or that there must be, like, brown shirts walking the streets at some point dragging people out of their homes.
That's just something that they came up with, because what they're really pushing is this George Soros globalist New World Order, where all of the world's people are to be just blended together into one common lump without any sense of identity, without any sense of historical, cultural, or regional uniqueness, in order to make them easier to control. Anyway, Kyle, we're going to let you go. I got a bunch of news I need to get to. Thank you very much. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I must have said something to really annoy somebody, because there's a major attack going on my server right now. So we'll just let the children have their tantrum and roll around on the floor and kick and scream and say, aah! And they'll get over it eventually here. Now, ABC, I mean, at a time when the corporate media is out there still trying to say, we're telling you the truth, and the independent media is lying, Donald Trump is lying about the election fraud, and all the rest of it. It was a bit of an embarrassment that ABC actually had to issue some public apologies related to its coverage. And we're looking at this article that came out of the New York Daily News, in which they were saying that, you know, this is an uphill fight by the corporate media. And yes, it is. Absolutely here. Now then, a little bit of clarification over this whole Megyn Kelly thing, where she left Fox News and went to NBC and took a significant pay cut in the process. Don't worry, she's still making something like $15 million. And it turns out Fox News wasn't even fact-checking their internal communications, because the story, as it's coming on out from Healthy Headline, is that Megyn Kelly's issue with Fox News was primarily that it was taking up so much of her time that she couldn't work on anything else. But apparently what triggered all of this was that a Fox producer saw Megyn Kelly taking pills on the set multiple times, and he reported it to Fox executives, and Kelly was going through weight loss at the time, and Fox just assumed that one of their top media news stars was using drugs, and so they decided not to renew Kelly's contract. Here is where it gets interesting. What Megyn Kelly was actually taking on the set was Garcinia ZT, which is an over-the-counter natural supplement that helps you lose weight. So Fox News didn't even fact-check on its own internal communications here. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Mary in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. you've been talking about coming down hard on people who hire illegals, but they tried that. I'm pretty sure they tried that back in the early 90s, because I was working as a nurse agency.
Yes.
And they were being very, very careful. And also, I fixed up houses on the side. Now, when you're doing a little business like that, you don't have vast sums of money. And I know most of these people that come in, a lot of them, many of them, come in illegal, and they get under-the-table jobs. And they're from people that are not harboring them, but...
Mary, we have in this country 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. Okay? And we need to take care of Americans first. Okay?
I understand.
All right? And we all have to be willing to make that commitment of hiring American, buying American, if we're going to make America great again. And I'm sorry, these people in these other countries are enduring a great deal of hardship, primarily from the war started by the U.S. government, but that doesn't obligate us to take them in at a time when our economy cannot support them.
I understand that.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that, but I remember the hospitals coming down hard on regular people, regular Americans. They were so hard. And they stand out on the corner in the morning. If you live in New Jersey or New York, I'm sure you go around the Home Depot. They come out there early. Tons of people hire them. And I know people who opened, like, doctor's offices and stuff like that, who were willing to hire people under the table. A lot of little businesses couldn't
make it.
Well,
if we start...
And you're not always hiring them.
If we start enforcing the laws on that issue... The only way we're going to solve the illegal immigrant refugee problem is by cutting off their expected windfall from coming here, whether it's a job and free stuff. Okay. All right, Mary, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. One thing I am very firmly on board with Donald Trump is... We as Americans owe our first allegiance and loyalty to our fellow Americans. And I know there's a lot of problems all around the world. I understand and acknowledge many of those problems have been caused by preceding administrations of the United States government. But we've got a new administration. We're just starting out here. And this administration was voted into office on the promise of making America great again. We have to make sure our people are fully employed first. As long as we have Americans who are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters, the government has no business sending any of our money to foreign countries. Has no business opening the borders to just anybody who wants to walk on in. There is a legal path to immigration in this country. And for anybody who follows that and goes through the process, welcome. I hope we live up to your expectations. But when we're dealing with the issue of illegal immigrants, we have to remember that first word, illegal. So, anyway... Now then, getting on to foreign policy issues here. Trump is expected to sign orders for a safe zone in Syria. Now, one report said it was supposed to be dealing with the refugee crisis. Others are saying, well, it's protecting the civilians. Okay, well, if our government had really been concerned about the civilians, they wouldn't have been trying to bring down Assad for 5 years. And maybe Trump really doesn't understand why Syria is in the mess that it's in. But again, Donald Trump, as president of the United States of America, has no authority to declare portions of a foreign nation safe zones or anything else. Russia's not agreeing with this. Syria's not agreeing with this. Donald Trump is president of the United States of America. He is not the president of the entire planet. and he needs to have a rethink on this one, in my opinion. Now, somebody who seems to know what's going on over in Syria is Hawaii's own Tulsi Gabbard, who has come back from her fact-finding trip along with Dennis Kucinich. And immediately, of course, everybody's screaming, oh, she's wasting taxpayer money. She shouldn't be doing this. She should be minding her own business over there in Hawaii. And as it turns out, her fact-finding trip was privately financed. She did not, in fact, use any tax money. And so now everybody is having to look at what she's got to say. And she was interviewed on CNN and basically says, there are no moderates. All of the people over there, including the ones being supported and backed by the United States of America, are basically terrorists. And we can't call them moderates because maybe they didn't cut off quite so many heads as the other guys, but they're still cutting off heads. Now, Tulsi has talked to Assad. She's talked to ordinary people. And now she's pushing a bill in Congress that would say the United States is not allowed to fund foreign terrorist groups. We always hear the U.S. propagandists talking about, oh, this nation is a sponsor of terror. Oh, Iran is a sponsor of terror. This nation, this. The biggest state sponsor of terror on planet Earth is the United States government. All right, let's take another phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, you're spot on. I was calling to tell you that I think that Trump is really misdirecting the war on terror to the wrong people. I mean, there's video of him talking about how he knows the buildings on 9/11 had bombs in them, or he thinks they did.
But yes.
Why, if that's the case, then why are you going after the propped-up boogeyman that the United States always gives us? I'm kind of concerned about his whole war.
You remember the observation I made about Trump's dangerous degree of naivete coming into office, almost on a scale with Jimmy Carter, and how Donald Trump's opinion of Israel is based on what he has seen on corporate media. And the same thing is probably true about the war on terror. Now, Donald Trump has now had an in-your-face lesson in how deceptive and manipulative the corporate media can be, but he has not yet had that next step of going back and saying, what else have they lied about? They were lying about me, they were lying about Barron, they were lying about Melania, they were lying about Ivanya. What else have they been lying about? Were they lying about 9/11? Obviously, he's suspicious about that. Have they been lying about Israel all along? He needs to ask that question. Has the corporate media been lying about the war on terror? Certainly. They were all out there screaming Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and it turned out they did not exist. The corporate media were out there screaming Assad was gassing his own supporters with sarin gas. That also was a lie. Trump needs to grow up a little bit, and he needs to do it really, really fast, or he's going to find himself being used and abused by the people around him in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I will definitely not support any of his war rhetoric and his war on terror because it's unfounded. There's no proof, just like voter election fraud when they say that he committed voter fraud. It's unfounded. Everything's unfounded. I don't know why he's biting on the hook that they put in front of him. It's kind of gross.
And well, like I said, and I said this even during the campaign, I said my one concern about Donald Trump is that he is dangerously naive about what's really going on in the world because too much of his worldview is based on what he's been seeing in corporate media. And all of that is just a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement.
That's right. Oh. And even torture. He's come out and he said he's for torture because people told him that it works, but the thing is,
well, he's backed off on that.
We need fair trials for anyone.
Yeah,
the
burden of proof has to be on the government. Gotta let you go. Gotta take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Fall, my favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
America, welcome back to the show here. And we're getting an update on that story about Patrick Kennedy's departure from the State Department. And the original reports were that he had resigned along with three of his top aides without any explanation. Now we're hearing, apparently CNN has got a different version of the story, that Patrick Kennedy and these three officials were told by the Trump administration they're no longer needed. And that's actually a positive thing because Patrick Kennedy was one of the individuals at State Department that was running interference on all investigations into Hillary Clinton's private email server. And again, there is a question lurking out there on the horizon that deserves an answer. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak private email server to deliver the goods, with her so-called charitable foundation collecting and laundering the payments? And remember when that Romanian hacker, Guccifer, was prowling around her server, he reported seeing at least 10 foreign IPs logged in at the same time. All right, we're going to grab another phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mike, I think it was Tucker Carlson's show yesterday. Sat on for a few minutes, and I noticed that interview with Tulsi Gabbard and Dennis Kucinich. Some female neocon was interviewing them, trying to say, oh, don't you think that Assad is you know, this terrible things to these people, and don't you think the United States, don't you think Russia, it's bad because we're supporting Russia and Iran, and Russia has this lease for that base there in Syria. Meanwhile, both Gabbard and Kucinich were pointing out that he's protecting Christians over there, as well as Muslims.
Yes.
And nothing like what they're making him out to be. So what I'm hoping that it was Trump that sent him out there secretly, told him to basically go out there and, you know, give him a fact find, because he did talk to her. He did talk to Tulsi Gabbard. As a matter of fact, there was some rumors going around that she might be Secretary of State earlier when he was interviewing people up at Trump Towers. So I've really, you know, I hope that he is being filled on in what's really going on in Syria. On top of that, General Flynn, if I'm not mistaken, actually was fired because, or told to resign, to retire because of, he knew about the gun running to the so-called rebels who were really terrorists, and he complained about it, and Obama had him fired for that, or at least forced him to resign. So I think hopefully Trump is starting to understand this, and he's going to take some kind of action. Even if he's going to, like, maybe together with Russia bomb ISIS and stuff like
that. Yeah, he's talking about that. He's definitely talking about coordination and cooperation with Russia to go after the actual terrorists. And but his declaration of saying, I'm going to create safe spaces, that kind of rubbed people the wrong way. We know where all the terrorist groups are. And the terrorist groups themselves are embedding themselves with the civilians to try and deter the attacks. And there is no amount of safe space declaration Trump can do that's going to stop that behavior. But at some point, when you cut off their supplies, and with Trump now in office, the U.S. is not going to be parachuting supplies into those terrorist groups anymore. Or if the CIA continues to do so, they're acting illegally, which is no big deal for the CIA.
But that's why one of the things I wanted to point out. What Trump needs to do is, as well as bombing ISIS, and I mean really ISIS now, not, you know, bombing Assad's forces, he also needs to get to the bottom of all this gun running. And these are war crimes and crimes of treason against both the people of Syria treason against the United States. And he needs to get to the bottom of it and bring criminal charges against these people, whether it's the CIA people themselves, right up to Obama or and Hillary.
Well, one thing that is very obvious from Trump's behavior just this last week, he's definitely a take charge kind of guy, which has also been his hallmark during his business career. And I think he's going to be very intolerant of anybody in the administration, especially the executive branch, deciding to just go out on their own and make policy decisions. And so we might actually see some heads roll over at CIA before this is all over. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Mark. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as you know, in this last ad block, we had an ad for Extendivite. And it seemed like a good time to mention that Don Wiskin will be our guest on the third hour of our February 1st show, talking about it, because it's a good product. As you can see here on BAM User, I use it myself, and it's really good stuff. My wife also uses it. Now then, as I mentioned earlier in the show on one of the phone calls, President Trump has signed an order scaling back U.S. funding for the United Nations. And a lot of people are saying that this is Trump's punishing the U.N. For daring to pass that Security Council resolution against the Palestinian settlements. And maybe it is. Donald Trump at the moment is very pro-Israel. Apparently his father was friends with a very young Benjamin Netanyahu. But I think time is going to solve that particular problem here. But overall, given that the United Nations has been such a failure, I think maybe it's time that it be defunded. Because it certainly has not acted to reduce violence anywhere in the world. And, of course, the United Nations was one of the authors of the global warming hoax through that Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which was caught lying, misrepresenting the data, right alongside all the other players in this hoax. Hadley Climate Research Unit, Penn State, Met Office, so forth, NOAA, NASA, all of it. So it might not be a bad thing. The more centralized power gets, the more corrupt it will become, because the corruptors target centers of power. And that's something the founding fathers of this country understood, which is why they set this country up with power being spread across the entire society. All right, let's take a phone call here. Jeff in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jeff, you are you there? Mike. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, it really puzzles me how you are so educated in so many subjects, but you failed to see the Jews at the top of the Federal Reserve usury system. You failed to see the Jewish
hang
lives
on, it's,
of the Holocaust.
It, hang on a second. Okay. The problem is the system of banking itself, not who is there in it. Okay? It is a crooked banking system, I will grant you. Private central banking is very crooked. It's a tool of enslavement. There's no question about that. But I don't want to be getting into saying that it's all the fault of a particular religious group, because if you go over to the Federal Reserve and you go over to Goldman Sachs and you go over to whatever, there's all kinds of people there. They're not all the same religion. They're not all the same ethnic group. And every time that you come on out there and start screaming about, oh, it's all the Jews this and the Jews that, you're handing all Israel all the excuse it needs to say, oh, we have to shut down the independent media because it's all hate speech and so forth.
Have that knowledge of yours.
Okay, hang on. Okay, we're going to let you go here. And I'm going to make this very, very, very clear. We are here to talk about politics. We're here to talk about the economy. We are not here to criticize anybody's religion or ethnicity. Period. End of discussion. Now, Israel, of course, would like to shut down freedom of speech all over the world. And their favorite tool is to be able to scream, oh, they're anti-Semites. And that's why they have people like this call into these shows to start screaming about Jewish this and Jewish that. We're not going to play their games. I am very critical of private central banking. I always have been. But let's not help our enemies find a way to shut us down. Now then, getting on back to this still slim but gradually reducing possibility of war with Russia. There are some new developments coming on out. You've been hearing about how America's latest generation weapons are very expensive, bloated, things really don't work all that well. Russia, and for that matter China, tend to spend their money more wisely because the purpose of their weapons procurement programs are to come up with cost-effective weapons. And the Russians have hit on a good solution regarding battle tanks. And what they're doing is they're going to modernize the T-90, which has been modernized before. The new version is going to be called the T-90M. And what they're doing is they're backfitting many of the technologies for the T-14 Armada. Now, the Armada is a very expensive tank. But the T-90M, which is going to be mostly built from the existing fleet of T-90As, is going to be much less costly, but still an effective weapon. That's how you do it. That's how you make an efficient fighting force while being cost-effective, something the Pentagon should be looking at. But, of course, the Pentagon is all about the money. It's all about the huge contracts. It's all about ribbons and medals. And, of course, after they retire, after 20 years on a full pension, they can look forward to jobs as consultants for those very same defense contractors they've been handing these big fat contracts to. It is a corrupted system. It always has been. Eisenhower warned us about that military-industrial complex. Now, the latest surprise coming out of Russia, the MiG-35 apparently is going to be armed with a laser for air-to-air combat. And that is going to be a major game changer. Now, here in the United States, the F-35 carries a traditional cannon. The software for it is still months, if not years, away from operating. And because of the already overburdened airframe, it's only carrying enough ammunition for the gun to fire a total of 3 seconds. That's really not an effective tool. And, of course, with a laser weapon, which at air combat range is a zero time of flight weaponry. You don't need to worry about leading your target or anything. You put the pip on the target, you hit that laser. That is going to be something very, very impressive. Now, I'm opposed to war, but every once in a while, somebody comes out with a really cool toy. I remember some years ago, I got invited to go out on, basically it was a PR cruise on one of the Arleigh Burkes, and I got to like visit the sonar area, and that was really cool. Probably because I spent so much time working audio for my wife's music and everything. I thought that was the coolest part of the entire ship. Now, here's an interesting story. This is coming on out of Investment Watch Blog, and this is a good example of political theater, where Democrats have been screeching about how dangerous it was to hand Donald Trump the keys to the nuclear weapons, and they're trying to pass a bill that would make it illegal for the president to launch a first strike without the approval of Congress. And that may not be that optimal, you know, dealing with a crisis situation. But in any event, Donald Trump, or for that matter, Hillary Clinton, cannot launch a first strike on their own. The current U.S. nuclear policy has what is called the two-man rule, in which after the president gives the order for a first strike launch, it has to be confirmed by another acknowledged member of the National Command Authority. The president isn't the only person walking around with that little plastic card full of numbers. And it takes two of them working together to launch a first strike. In the event of a retaliatory strike, if the U.S. is hit first, then yes, the president has the authority to launch a response. This bill in Congress is just pure political theater to try and keep selling the idea that Donald Trump is dangerous and Donald Trump shouldn't be allowed keys to the nuclear weapons. Now, down in Cuba, Raul Castro is saying they're ready to normalize relations with the United States. They want tourism. They want to be able to sell their rum and cigars to the United States. They can already sell them all everywhere else. This embargo was an exercise in stubbornness and pettiness on the part of the U.S. government. But Raul Castro is also reminding Trump administration that they must respect Cuba's independence. And that's not just bravado when you go back and you look at the history of Cuba and its relations with the United States of America, starting with the overthrow of Cuba's elected government and the imposition of the dictator Batista. It's part of that covert regime change policy. It's been going on all along. And that, of course, led to the Fidel Castro revolution, which is what led to that half-century embargo. And it really is time for it to end. Now, over in Israel, there's been an interesting development. As you know, the process that Israel goes through to steal Palestinian land is to go on in to an area they want and say they need to confiscate the land for military reasons. Now, under the Hague regulations, which are the international laws that govern occupation, and Israel is occupying Palestine, they are allowed to take temporary possession of land for military use. Here's where the problem comes on in. After Israel's military claims they're taking the land for military use, they'll then turn around and pass it into private hands for the development of these illegal settlements. And so now this one Palestinian town, Agruba, have filed a lawsuit saying that once the military need for that land is gone, under the Hague regulations, it must be returned to its rightful owners. Now, Israel's courts are not known for honesty and ethics and morals, and as of right now, the government of Israel has not fully replied to the petition and the lawsuit. I'm sure they're trying to figure some way they can wrangle around it, but the Palestinians are absolutely right. The international law that governs military occupation does allow Israel to commandeer land temporarily for military and security purposes. But once it's no longer being used for military or security purposes, it must go back to its original owners. not be handed over to some developer to build an illegal Israeli settlement. The law is on the side of the Palestinians. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Lucky in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. Great to talk with you. A couple things real quick. I was just kind of jokingly thinking the other day, there was a better chance as far as Russia hacking the elections to probably hack them in favor of Hillary Clinton, given that she was so complacent with, selling them even private, citizens' private property for uranium deposits and stuff like that. I don't think anybody's thought about that. You know, they'd have a better chance of hacking the election in her favor rather than Donald Trump, and also, I wanted to ask you, if you did have the chance to be in a, in the White House press corps or present there, what would you ask, the president?
That would be hard to speculate because that would depend on the moment in time when I was given a White House press credential, because who knows what's going to be happening around that time. Obviously, if they're angling for invasion of Syria, I'd be asking about that. And so that's a very difficult question to answer right now. It's going to depend on what current events are going on at that time.
Sure, sure. And I guess I was reading on your website, these safe zones that he wanted to set up there. It just seems like that would create kind of the, it's a very volatile situation over there. And to do that, I think you're basically stepping on the Syrian government's feet, don't you think? And Russia as well.
Well, the U.S. has been doing that for 5 years. Syria never asked the United States to come into their country. Syria asked Russia to come on in and deal with these terrorist groups, and Russia has been very effective in doing that. And I think Trump would be well advised, if he intends to stick to his campaign promise of ending all of these foreign interventions, Trump's would be well advised to coordinate with Russia and Syria and actually get those terrorist groups out. But the safe spaces idea does seem a little arrogant. And ultimately, it's not going to work because it is those terrorists who deliberately mingle themselves with the civilians. The terrorists are not going to allow the civilians to leave for a safe space. Look, when they were trying to evacuate Aleppo and the U.S.-backed terrorist groups were shooting any Syrian civilians who dared stick their head out a door.
Yes, that's terrible. I hope that, with people like Tulsi Gabbard and the rest, like-minded people, he'll start to realize, because I know you've been saying that he might be ignorant, to what's really going on there, because he's been
naive.
Naive
is the word I chose to use.
Naive, yes, naive. But all right, Michael, thanks. I just wanted to get your take on that. I appreciate it a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. So following on with that phone call that we had a while back about how the U.S. government just wastes huge amounts of money on sometimes very ridiculous things, there is an article that came out of RIMF.com, How to Really Reform Military Spending. Is cutting waste enough? Well, cutting the waste would be a good start. Cutting out the number of middlemen who are involved in military procurement would be a big help. We're always hearing these stories about $20 bolts and $400 hammers and $1,000 toilet seats. The reason for that is because military procurement is this long chain of middlemen, each of whom are making profit on that device. And if that were to be thinned on out, where the Pentagon was simply directly purchasing what they need from the manufacturers instead of going through all these layers upon layers of contractors, that would definitely be a help. I would also get rid of what's called the cost-plus contract, in which the military contractors are financially incentivized to drive up the cost of the weapons because their profit is based on a percentage of that total cost. The more the weapon costs, the more the defense contractors are getting for it. So if you go to a system of, first of all, open competitive bidding and a flat fee to the defense contractors per item, then they're no longer being incentivized to try and find ways to jack up its cost. There's a lot of room in there to trim the defense budget. Definitely. that. Now, turning to the world of economics here. Apparently, the European Central Bank, which only a few months ago, the European Commission president was being chastised for accepting an advisory role with Goldman Sachs. And apparently now the European Union is investigating the close ties between European Central Bank President Mario Draghi and his aides have with various private banks around the world. Now, we'll talk about this when we come back from these words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economy, and we're talking about how the EU ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, is now investigating the close ties between ECB President Mario Draghi and some of his aides with various private banks around the world. Now, of course, Draghi is saying they have to maintain a dialogue with external actors, but apparently there's been a complaint lodged by the non-governmental organization Corporate Europe Observatory, basically talking about Draghi's membership in this highly secretive organization called the Group of 30, which is this group of influential finance executives, academics, and policymakers that are apparently trying to set economic and banking policy around the world outside the view and control of the elected civil governments. Now, George Soros has accumulated much of his fortune by the practice of short selling. He seems to somehow magically know, or possibly may even be bringing about, a downturn in the price of certain stocks. In fact, one of the agendas that seems to be behind this huge global warming push was to suppress oil and coal stocks. Now, above a certain level, short sales have to be made public. But if you can break them up with a network of smaller companies, they can stay out of the eye. But apparently, somebody over at Dutch Bank ING, somebody made a goof. And the AFM watchdog accidentally released George Soros short selling against the Dutch bank ING. And, of course, he was also playing the same game against Germany's Deutsche Bank. And it's another reason why these derivatives need to be brought under some kind of control. Because they're capable of causing a huge amount of damage. And they're very popular with the big stakes gamblers. But it was those derivatives that really turned that 2008 mortgage meltdown into an epic disaster. And they are unregulated, and they ought to be. And short selling is a form of derivatives. Now then, another company, Wet Seal, the Southern California-based teen apparel retailer, is on the brink of its second Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2 years. And this goes back to what I was saying yesterday about these new vending machines for Big Mac hamburgers. All American workers collectively are also collectively the customers of the retail companies, whether it's food, clothing, TV, car, whatever. And if you take away the Americans' jobs, don't act so confused and surprised when all of a sudden they're not buying your stuff at the stores anymore. And why our top economic leaders don't seem to get that remains a mystery. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.